Good afternoon, North Lakes Endocrinology. Tanya speaking.
Hi, Tanya. It's Maureen Gilligan here. I think you've been trying to get in touch with me.
Okay. Do you have an appointment coming up with one of our doctors?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay. Was there any message left?
No, only regarding. No, there isn't. Only telling me to ring you.
Okay. I just have a lot of doctors here. So you don't see an endocrinologist at all?
Well, I think Kelly Carruthers is an endocrinologist.
She is, yes.
And I saw her a couple of weeks ago. Maybe it's her.
Oh, okay. I think Dr. Carruthers might have just tried to call you, Maureen. Do you want to talk to her? Yep, okay. I'm just going to pop you on hold, all right?
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Maureen. It's Kelly Carruthers here.
Hi, Kelly. How are you going?
Good, good. Sorry about not getting a hold of you yesterday. It was all getting a bit late, so I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. I've had the flu, so...
Oh, no, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so I'm hopefully getting better.
Okay. Has that caused your blood sugars to play up a little bit as well?
Yes, they do play up a lot. I don't know why.
Mm.
I have a good day and I get excited. And then the next day it's bloody bad again. I think, now what caused that?
Could it be where you're doing the injections? Like, do you think some bits the insulin's working better in certain spots? Or?
Oh, I haven't thought of that one. That's a brand new one to me.
Oh.
I usually go on one side. And then the next time I go on the other side.
Okay, well, just make sure it's nice, fresh areas where you're doing the injection and that there's no lumps or bumps or anything.
I don't seem to have lumps, but I do seem to have a bit of a bruise, yellowy sort of light bruise.
Yes, okay, but don't go back into that area while it's still yellow.
I don't,
or
no, I never do that.
Good. What's the lowest reading that you've had, do you think?
Oh, I'm just looking at it now, 6, 6.3, 6.6.
Okay, so you do get some good ones in there.
I don't go low.
Well, 6.3 is pretty good. What time of day is it mostly going low like good like that?
Oh, low.
In the morning? Or?
That was morning and lunch. I went 6.3 and then I went 6.6.
Okay.
Then I went 15 at night.
Okay, yeah, that probably was something that you ate during the day, and you don't have any insulin to take during the day, do you? It's just breakfast and dinner.
Yeah. No, it depends if I'm going to have a big meal for dinner.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Well, then I don't have a big injection for lunch.
No, that's okay. So can you just tell me the last couple of days' worth of readings, maybe from Saturday?
All right, hold on. I'll just get that page again. Here I am.
Yeah.
7.9 in the morning, and I didn't take it at lunchtime.
Okay. Yeah.
And then dinner was 11.4.
Okay, that's not so bad, yeah.
And then next day it was 6.3 for breakfast, and 6.6 before lunch, and 15 for night.
Yeah.
Then the following day I was 9.4.
Yeah.
9.4 for lunch and 9.5 at night.
Oh, that was consistent day yesterday.
That's a weird one, isn't it?
No, that's good. And any from this morning?
Actually, yesterday I only took one reading. That was Sunday, the one I just told you.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yesterday I only had a 10.6 in the morning, and then I got busy sewing with my granddaughter all day and I forgot about.
Oh, well, that sounds fun.
Yeah, then today I'm 12.7 And then before lunch now, I'm 11.1.
Oh, that might just be because you're a bit sick as well.
Might be, yeah. And I've been taking 80 and 40. 18.
18 and 40, yeah. I was going to say, don't take 80.
No, God, no. I'd hate to think what would happen.
Okay, did you get any after dinner, before bed ones?
No. I don't know what. Because I always think I'll take it shortly and then I bloody fall asleep.
No, that's all right. Just checking to make sure it's not going down at that time.
I don't think so.
I think we'll probably just up the second dose a little bit more. I'll probably keep the 18 and the first dose the same because, you know, on Sunday you didn't really go up between breakfast and lunch, and Monday you didn't go up between breakfast and lunch.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes you might go up during the day, but maybe just a little bit more with your dinner, only because like Monday you were 9.5 before dinner, but then you woke up, you were 10.6, which suggests maybe you could have a little bit more with the second dose.
Right.
With the 40. So why don't we make that 44?
Oh, that far. Okay.
Well, we can do 42 if you feel more comfortable. I usually just do a 10% increase, so I'd usually go by percentages.
Well, with Christmas coming up, I'm probably better off 44.
Okay, but if you have any lows, any hypos at all, anything under 4, drop it back, yeah?
Yes, I will, yeah. And will I leave that breakfast at 18?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And look, these are not too bad. I know you've got some that are slightly high, but you've got some really good ones in there. So I don't think we're too far off.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I keep thinking it's bad.
No. You know, they always will jump around a little bit.
Yeah, I just don't have the same interest in food anymore, which is weird.
Yeah.
I don't seem to want to. I've got to push myself to eat eggs. I mean, I used to eat eggs all the time. And I've got no cereal at the moment, so I'm eating an egg every morning and trying to enjoy it.
Maybe you need to get something else to eat for breakfast. Forcing yourself to eat an egg sounds a bit dismal, really.
Yeah, I need to get my Guardian. I have that in muesli.
Yes. Yes, maybe you can not
send, all shops
send
have Guardian.
Get it for you.
Yeah.
All right, we'll keep going. As I said, I think we're pretty close, and I think stopping that Tragenta didn't really make much of a difference, did it?
I haven't actually stopped yet.
Oh, you're still taking it. Okay, all right.
I'm waiting to stop. Yeah, I've only got a few more tablets.
Okay, all right. Well, if you notice that your blood sugars go up a lot, will you call up and let the reception know so I can call you back and increase the insulin again?
Because I'm happy with this
based on what we've seen now. But if they jump up a lot on stopping the Tragenta, then obviously I might need to increase the insulin a little bit more.
All right, I'll definitely do that.
But I don't want to keep hassling you if everything's going not too bad. So only let me know
I've got to try thinking not too bad because I keep thinking terrible.
Oh, I know. The levels will go up and down, but as long as you're getting mostly under 12, I'm happy.
Oh, good.
So you only had, in those ones you read out to me, there was only two that were above 12. There was a 12.7 this morning and a 15.9 the other night, but most of them were.
Good. Yeah.
So that's right. If you start getting all mostly above 12, that's when you need to let me know so I can up the insulin more.
All right, Kelly, I'll definitely do that.
Okay. All right. Well, you have a good Christmas if we don't speak beforehand.
All right. You too. You have a good Christmas too.
All right. Bye-bye.
And thank you for ringing me. Bye.
Bye.